Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you've decided to join me today. I'm kind of winded, just getting everything together and organized today. I mean, I'm telling you, everything that could possibly, technically, reasons why has happened. But you know what? I believe that this message is for someone today. And I'm really excited about sharing. I'm psyched, I'm jazzed, I'm juiced about sharing this spiritual faculty, as one calls it, or as I call it, an inner spiritual dynamic of release or renunciation, that you have the ability and the power within yourself to be able to release, to let go of anything that is in your life. Now, a lot of times we look to God and we say, God, hey, this thing is in my way. Father, if you can remove this from me, or, you know, I have something that's impeding me or blocking me, you know, Father, remove this. But the reality is that you have what you need inside of you. That is what this whole series has been about. You have everything you need within you. And again, let me go back and recap. You have it because of the Holy Spirit that dwells within you, the Holy Spirit, which is the full presence of God. And so we don't have to look outside of ourselves trying to run and find in things to be able to help us in our time of need, because we have everything that we need and more. And let me just simply expand a little bit, because again, I sometimes get emails or I get a call from someone that says, well, Keith, can you explain what exactly you mean when you say that, you know, God doesn't answer our prayers, and at times when he doesn't, that it is because you have everything you need? Let me kind of explain and go further what I'm talking about. See, I believe at best, again, you have everything that you need. And a lot of times when we're praying, Father, I need, Father, send me, Father, bless me with, a lot of times those prayers go unanswered. Some people will reason. They will rationalize, and they will say it is because maybe God doesn't want me to have those things, those quote-unquote desires of my heart. But I believe that the reason why we don't receive those things is because we already have what it takes inside of ourselves to be able to lay hold of that thing. And so many people sit on the sidelines. This is the key. They sit on the sidelines, and they passively pray. They passively pray, Father, bless me. Father, if it be your will. Father, if I can. Can you do A, B, and C? And God wants us to actively to be able to, when we pray, Mark 11:23, right, believe that we have received it and it shall be ours, that we go into action as if it's already been done, that we already have, that we've already laid hold of it, we've already laid claim to it, and know that it is ours. And like I said before, you have strength. You have wisdom. You have the knowledge of God. You have power. You have faith. You have everything you need to lay claim and to lay hold of that which the Father has for you. So I hope that brings a little bit more clarity to you. If you want to email me any type of questions, any types of concerns, you can email me at krlfaith@gmail.com, krlfaith@gmail.com, all right? At Gmail, I guess, .com. Okay. So with that being said, let's get into today's segment, today's lesson that deals with release and renunciation. We have the ability to release those things in our lives that block the flow of the Spirit of God and prevents us from creating the lives that we desire and we deserve. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a place, in a situation in your life where you felt that there was something blocking your relationship with God, blocking the flow of the power of God in your life? Have you ever been there where you had obstacles, right? That's, and a lot of times when those things have come up, we feel powerless that we cannot remove them. Have you ever been in a situation where it's been tough to let go of something or someone? Oh, God, they seem to have a hold on me. Man, this is a familial spirit. Oh, God, whatever it may be. Well, my friend, you have the ability within yourself, and I'm not talking about just willpower. I'm talking about you have the spiritual faculty, inner dynamic, to be able to release and to let go of anything and everyone that blocks or stops you from the free flow of God's Spirit. Now, let's deal with some definition of terms. First of all, I want to deal with the first term is when I'm talking about releasing and letting go. What is release in the Greek? Release is to properly loose, to unleash, to let go, to unbind something that no longer holds us together. You know, that's like Paul had said, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Man, if we are new creations in Christ, behold, all things are new. Those former things are passed away. We have let go of those things. Those things are loosed. They are unbound. They unbind us. They're unbound, I guess, is the word. And so they no longer have a hold on us. Christ has set us free. We are loose. We have release. We are dissolved. So when I talk about release, that's what I'm talking about. Release is to dissolve. It's to loose, okay? And let's go to another definition here, which is renunciation. Renunciation is to, in Greek, is to strip off from oneself. It's to strip away, to strip off of oneself. So guess what? You have that ability to release, to let go, to strip away those things, even those layers of things that are stopping and blocking the flow. I'm going to get into some scripture in a second, but I've got one more definition that I want to be able to share. One more definition, and that is repentance. All of these re's, release, renunciation, and repentance. And repentance is a turning away. It's a changing of the mind. A changing of the mind. I love it in the Greek, metanoia. And it's a change of mind, a change of heart, a change in direction. And my friend, that is what we have. You know, Jesus shared in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, he says that whatever we lose, Matthew 6 rather, whatever we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth is bound on earth, and it's bound in heaven. And I want you to really think that whatever is loose on earth is loosed in heaven. There is nothing that should have a hold upon your life. Whatever you loose. It's gone. It's gone in the kingdom of heaven. It's gone from your life. And you have the ability to let go of those things. Well, you know, I just got these bad habits. Well, you have the ability to let go of those bad habits. Well, you know, someone just has a hold on me. You have the ability to let go. God just gives me the strength. No, if you just stand up and say, enough, as my dear friend Michelle McKinney-Hammond shares, enough is enough. Once you get to that point where you say, no way, enough is enough. I am letting go. I realize what this is happening in terms of my life, so I'm letting that go. There's nothing in your life that you cannot walk away from. There is no situation in your life that you are incapable or you don't have enough of faith or enough strength to be able to walk away from. You just have to make up your mind. You have that ability to let go. You have that ability to release. And let me even go further. You have the ability to let go of all of those past memories and things that haunt you and those things that of unforgiveness, and I'm never going to forget, and I'm going to hold on. And let me share this about forgiveness. And many of you heard my teachings on forgiveness before. Unforgiveness is the dumbest thing, and that's the strongest word that I could ever use. It's the dumbest thing you could ever do. I'm not going to forgive anybody. I'm not going to forgive. Trust me, I've been a dummy. I've been the one to hold on to the unforgiveness so I can talk about it, right, in those contexts. It's the dumbest thing that a person can do is to be unforgiving because it doesn't hurt the other person. It hurts you. It hurts you. So when I'm holding on and I'm not releasing it, it's only hurting me. I saw on Facebook recently a meme, and they had a little story attached to it. And it was about a snake who thought a saw like a wood saw, was and actually attacking him. And this the snake had wrapped itself around the saw. And as it wrapped itself around the saw, it began to think that, oh, man, I'm getting cut. It's attacking me. And so the snake begins to constrict and begins to do what snakes do, thinking that they're fighting, and they're and so he squeezes the axe tighter and tighter, only to realize he's killing himself. That's when we don't release something in our lives. We act just that way. It kills us. But listen, folks, I only got a few minutes left. I probably want to pick this thing about release up tomorrow. I'm going to do a part two on the release. But listen, in the time that you have, go to my website, check it out, krlm.org. Again, as I so often say, I am needing partners. Folks, great vision, great things are happening. Go to the website, check it out, krlm.org. This has been Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. Until next time, bye now.